Radio.
And a very good Monday morning out to you fine folks. Adam Lepp here with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break. Now, with the weather outside and the approaching almost tropical conditions, temperatures pushing 100, maybe you want to have some iced coffee, which is fine. You know, the iced coffee, the old Frappuccino, iced tea, those are all good beverage choices for me and quite possibly many of you sitting here in the air-conditioned studio. And I tell you, it is nice and comfy in here, but we shall make do. Kind of like with Scott, I enjoy having a large Diet Coke in the morning. I had coffee also, but that large Diet Coke might have cooled me off just a teeny tiny bit, but that's okay. Maybe just as I'm getting older, and you know, I have aged a year in the last couple weeks, maybe I'm a little more sensitive to the cold drink, but that's kind of how we roll here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. One really unique thing about this radio station is there are multiple ways that you can listen. First of all, you can do it the old-fashioned way. We have a pretty decent signal. It goes about 10 miles plus or minus from downtown Marion, Ohio. So if you're anywhere from the southern parts of upper, maybe we would call that lower upper, right, to Prospect, to Waldo, to kind of half the way between Mount Gilead and Marion, you can listen the old-fashioned way through frequency modulation, 107.1 megahertz on your FM dial. If you don't live in those environs or you just want to be high-tech, well, that's cool also. You can go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and you can click on the, as I call it, triangle thingy, and you can listen online. If you have a smartphone or a smart device, that's fine too. We encourage you to download an app called TuneIn. It's free, easy to download, installs in maybe 30 to 40 seconds. Search for WWGH and you can listen that way. And last but not least, I do want to say hi to a friend of mine, John. John, whom I believe lives in the south side of the capital city. A friend, business associate of mine, watching my live video. And you can do that too if you're a Facebook friend of mine. Adam Lepp in Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy, those are my various Facebook monitors. You will see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. Click on the triangle thingy, as I call it, the play button, and you can watch me do the show live here in the studio. Want to also thank Harry Y for watching. He has been on the show with me. He is an excellent sports commentator. And, you know, with the Reds having a rather crazy season, the Indians now being called something else, and of course, we have the Columbus Clippers, the Dayton Dragons, the Toledo Mudhens, and many other fine minor league teams in Ohio. It's been a pretty interesting year for sports. Not to mention the Bengals almost winning the Super Bowl. They didn't win, but they had a very admirable performance nonetheless. Anyway, I am live here in the studio. Yes, it's, I don't know how hot it is outside, but it's quite humid. It's very comfortable in the studio, I shall say that much. But, well, let's see, what kind of time do we have? 10:18 in the a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on June 13th, 2022. If you'd like to speak with me, you can always send me a message on my live Facebook feed or a regular Facebook message in general, but you can call the station, 740-383-9944. Now, I know it's kind of confusing because Scott was doing this show from his remote studio, and his number is something different, but my number is the actual station number. So feel free to give me a buzz, and that telephone number, or as they say, the digits, are 740-383-WWGH or 740-383-9944. Now, I called Scott's show twice, three times. I kind of lost track when he was on previously. And I mentioned that if you'd like to talk about a controversial topic, feel free to do so. Now, one thing about Scott is he is an absolute genius at discussing controversial topics, but never really letting anybody know exactly what his opinion is I'm not quite as skilled in that, but one thing about me is I like to provide my opinion. I am not shy, and that about, well, I'm sometimes shy around people. Scott's mentioned that, and I am. I kind of come alive in front of a microphone, but I'm a little different just schmoozing, but I guess that's part of my fun quirkiness, isn't it? Anyway, I am not shy about providing opinions on controversial topics, so feel free to call and you can ask me if you don't already know what my opinion is on a particular controversial topic, or if you don't agree with me, we can debate, as long as we act like ladies and gentlemen, don't use any words you can't say on the radio. I will debate as much as you like, or if you agree with me, that's fine. I don't mind people that feel the same way that I do, or maybe you feel similarly, but not identical. That's fine, too. So feel free to give me a ring. This is your chance, folks, because unlike with Scott, I will provide my opinions. I will debate. I will pat people on the back if they agree with me. Or ask me a question. Perhaps you'd like to ask a question about your computer. See, one thing about me being the computer guy, being the person taking care of the website and a bunch of other stuff for the station, I'm pretty good in the IT department, and as I say, I hope so, because I'm too old to get a new job. Therefore, if you have a question about your computer at your home, your business, maybe your printer is not printing or printing anything other than gibberish, maybe your server is only serving you headaches, maybe your Windows computer is one that you'd like to throw out the window. How many times have you felt like that? I know I have many, many times. Maybe your Macintosh has become a Mac-in-trash. Or maybe you just want to ask me what I think about Windows 11 or Macintosh, or should I go with Android or Apple? What's your pleasure? Those questions are all more than welcome. Feel free to give me a ring. Again, this is your chance to get my opinions, my expertise, or if you just want to call and say, Adam, this is a fantastic show, or Adam, this show absolutely stinks, that's fine. I accept all opinions, and I welcome them. The digits are 740-383-9944. Also like to welcome Dale. That's actually his middle name. He usually goes by his first name, which starts with a T. T, of course, stands for Terrific Radio. He's watching the video, and he lives in the mid-north side of the great city of Columbus, Ohio. Want to thank him for watching. I did kind of encourage him to watch, so I'm glad he's doing that. And we have a video visitor from the other side of the world. I'm sorry, it's not Queen Elizabeth. It is Nick C.J., who has been a friend and business associate of mine for at least 10 years, and he's been on the show many times. He wanted to provide the opinion that he's using Windows 11 much better than Windows 10. Personally, I'm not a big fan of either. Windows 11, I don't understand why they put the start button in the middle, but it does seem fast and it seems stable, so we'll give it a try. I was kind of hesitant to wean myself off of Windows 7, and although I do feel Windows 7 is better than 10 or 11, I can live with 10. It does have some advantages. The only problem is it tries to be a little too smart. And, you know, when the operating systems try to be too smart, they're fine until something goes wrong, or if they try to install a printer or some other gadgetry, and they can't, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So that's kind of how it goes with these operating systems. But that's how the cookie crumbles, as my daddy used to say. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Yeah, a little sniffle because it is allergy season, and I certainly have hay fever, which is okay. I'm sure I shall survive. I've had it all my life, and, you know, my life has been it's been quite long, so no biggie there. 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 10 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp here live in the studio, taking your telephone calls, questions, comments, concerns, anything which might be on your mind. This is your chance. And again, if you want to talk about a controversial issue, I welcome that. There are many things going on now that certainly elicit a response from people, make some folks aggravated, make other people kind of shrug their shoulders. as well as some news stories that are anything but positive. The shootings. I called Scott's show earlier this morning and talked about the shooting, which was fatal, at the Tuttle Mall on the northwest end of Columbus, Dublin area. Mall that I've been to many times. And a mall that was at one time considered one of the ritziest shopping destinations in this part of the country. And it's unfortunate the current direction that it's taking. And the shooting really hit me. I'm still upset about it. And that you can't just go to a mall with your family and friends. Can you still feel safe? That's open for dialogue. I mean, we're all on the same side with that particular topic. But is there a solution? What do we do? I mean, we can hire more security guards. We can use common sense in keeping things safe. But we do get to a breaking point. And I don't know if we've reached that or not. So feel free to call me or again, send me a Facebook message, either one-on-one or through my Facebook video that I'm broadcasting live under, again, Adam Leppin, Ohio, Adam the Computer Guy, or best of all, just use the old-fashioned method, Ma Bell, as they call it. I'm not sure if Ma Bell is still around, but if she is, she's a pretty good mama. 740-383-9944. Again, don't call Scott's number because I'm not at Scott's remote studio. I am here on South Prospect Street, just south of downtown in the beautiful historic city of Marion, OH, 740-383-9944. Of course, one story that's coming up and will certainly elicit a response is the weather. And do we have global warming? What exactly is the deal with the fact that it seems to be getting warmer and warmer and more quickly than you might normally expect? High temperature today is 87 degrees. Currently, just looking at the weather conditions, it is 76. Honestly, it feels warmer, and I think the reason is that the humidity is 88%, and that's pretty high. And so with the high humidity and the fact that at 10 in the morning it's already well in the 70s, that would explain why it is a bit on the toasty side here in the mid-Ohio area. And we're expecting high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s for the next couple days. Not really going to see a high temperature in the 70s until the weekend. Honestly, Saturday and Sunday look pretty good. But, you know, the weather, especially here in the Midwest, if you don't like it, just hang around because it very much likely is to change. Does that make any sense? Well, that's okay. You know, on live radio, it's okay if you don't always make a lot of sense because that just adds to the fun. Again, taking your telephone calls, you can ask me a question about your computer. Maybe your smartphone has become your not-so-smartphone. Maybe you'd like to throw your Windows computer out the window. Maybe your Mac is going to give you a heart attack. Or your printer is not printing. Your wireless network seems more like a brainless network. Those are all valid questions that I certainly welcome. So give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Going one county north to Wyandotte County. Thursday evenings at the museum. All kinds of great events occurring about every 2 weeks, or that would be bi-weekly. On June 23rd, Mike McKee from the Wyandotte County Salvation Army will be hosting an event, 7 p.m. on June 23rd, Salvation Army in the Wars. The program is held at the parlor of the Wyandotte County Museum, just up the road from here in Upper Sandusky, or as the locals call it, Upper, 130 South 7th Street. First floor is wheelchair and walker accessible. If you have a question, 419-294-3857. Also, going a little bit south, we like to give equal opportunity to directions on this show, folks, to Waldo, Ohio. Where is Waldo? Well, it's about, 8 miles or so south of where I'm hanging my hat currently. At St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street, the 2022 Neighborhood Supper Drive-Through Dinner. And that takes place on the fourth Tuesday of the month. And for June, that would be June 28th. I know the dates in June really well because the first was the day that I celebrated my anniversary of the exit from my mama's womb. So the 29th would be Wednesday, the 28th would be Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month. The 2022 Neighborhood Supper Drive-Through Dinner, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at St. Paul's in Waldo, 135 West Main. A warm meal in a container can be taken home free of charge. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. And if you like food, you know, one thing about me is I'm probably going to have a buffet a little later in the day. But I come here and, you know, I've had my coffee and my, like with Scott, my Diet Coke. I'm a bit on the hungry side. So when I see these community announcements regarding food, I get a little bit excited. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, on the last Saturday of the month, has a breakfast. It's worth getting up for this, boys and girls. 7:30 to 10:30 at the VFW, 1614 Marion Marysville Road. And that is open to the public. So all kinds of great food events that benefit excellent causes, and we're so lucky to have these kind of activities available to us in and around the Marion, Ohio area. Adam Lepp here, live in the studio on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial, or if you prefer to listen the new and fancy way, that's fine. You can go to our website, WWGH1071.com. Click on the Listen Now button, or what I call the little triangle thingy, and you can listen that way. Also, again, on a smartphone, smart device, iPad, all that good stuff, you can download the free app called TuneIn, and then download it. It's free. It shouldn't take more than 30, 40 seconds to download. And then search for WWGH in Marion, and you can listen that way, anywhere where there is an internet connection. How is that for major coolness? Last but not least, if you're a Facebook person, a Facebook connection of mine, just go to my Facebook page. You will see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. Click on the listen or watch button, whatever it's called, and you can watch me do the show live. How about that for major coolness? But again, most importantly, I do encourage you to call the show, ask me a question about technology, what I think about a certain issue, even if it's something controversial. Again, controversial issues are certainly in the plethora category right now. As Donald Trump would say, they are bigly. Transgender athletes. The relaxing of the laws regarding teachers carrying firearms in the classroom. How about those for biggies? Do we or do we not have climate change, climate warming? Scott talked about the plentiful rain of late. Obviously, we're having a very early summer. Is that part of climate change, or is it just going to be a warm June? Normal high in Marion, mid to late July, the warmest time of the year, is about 85. We're going to get about a dozen degrees warmer than that later in the week. So what do you think about that? What about the prices of gas? Is that affecting your own lifestyle? And whom is to blame for the high gasoline prices? Is it President Biden? Is it former President Donald J. Trump? Is it just the oil companies being greedy? Well, I'd like to hear your opinion, and if you'd like to hear my opinion, all you got to do is ask. In fact, even if you want to talk about one of the ongoing hot topics, abortion, we can talk about that too. So again, this is your chance if you'd like to discuss a controversial topic with me. Oh, I almost forgot. Masks and COVID and vaccinations and monkeypox. Those are all valid topics, so pick one. I'll be happy to talk with you about it or just provide your opinion. That is all cool with me. Think about talk radio as we welcome opinions, and again, whether or not you agree with me, doesn't matter. We want to hear what you have to say because as a valued listener, you folks are the star of the show. If you like quirky news stories, this definitely is the station for you. I mean, we're kind of quirky in general, especially when I take the microphone. But you do want to listen to the Nate Redmond radio program, which will be broadcast very soon on Saturday mornings. And he talks about interesting, unusual, surprising news stories from in and around the United States of America. And not only that, as an appreciation of your listenership, he gives away gift cards to restaurants, to department stores, to all kinds of fun places. So I do encourage you to listen to the Nate Redmond radio program, broadcast every week at a time that is going to change shortly, right here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Speaking of quirky news stories, one thing about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he's known for his younger, pretty wife, a bit like Donald Trump, right? And he's also known for his unique hairstyle, also a bit like Donald Trump. I always found that there were similarities between those two gentlemen. They're both also prone to saying what's on their mind and certainly are a bit non-traditional. But that's all part of the fun, right? Anyway, let's go to Sydney, Australia. This happened a few weeks ago. A man impersonating Kim Jong-un disrupted the Australian election campaign when he burst into an event that Prime Minister Scott Morrison was attending with lawmaker Gladys Liu. The impersonator identified himself by the stage name Howard X, started talking to the media. He said, "Thank you very much. Gladys Liu is the communist candidate for Australia." But then he was interrupted by an aide to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The aide, Nick Creevy, said, "Excuse me, you are going to have to leave. This is the most offensive thing I have ever seen in a campaign." And the impersonator, again impersonating Kim Jong-un, said, "Excuse me, don't tell the Supreme Leader what to do. I support Gladys Liu." The impersonator left the event shortly after. In a statement to the Associated Press, Gladys Liu said she was focused on delivering outcomes for the Melbourne communities that she represents. She said, "I will not be distracted by my opponents and their grubby tactics." Gladys Liu was born in Hong Kong and has lived in Australia for more than 30 years. The disruption appeared to have been orchestrated in part by long-shot Queensland State Senate candidate Drew Pavlou. That's a good name. Drew Pavlou. That sounds like a radio name. Drew Pavlou! Gosh, maybe I should change my name to Drew Pavlou. Anywho, that also rhymes. Who said on social media that he was good friends with Howard X, and it was, quote, "one of the best things we've ever managed." You know, put a little fun into it, right? He said that he had earlier claimed in posts that Gladys Liu had defended China's leadership and had ties to the regime. Drew Pavlou described himself as a young larrikin. Not sure what a larrikin is, but that is probably a slang term from overseas, who thought the election was boring and needed more excitement. During the event in Melbourne, Prime Minister Morrison praised Chinese Australians. He said, "I talk about the assertive and aggressive nature of the Chinese government, not the Chinese people. You know, Chinese Australians are the greatest patriots you could hope for in this country." The disruption came at a time of heightened tensions between Australia and China, most recently over a security pact that China signed with the Solomon Islands. Howard X is well known for his impersonation of Kim Jong-un. In fact, 4 years ago, he was detained and questioned when he arrived in Singapore days before a summit between the North Korean leader and U.S. President at that time, Donald J. Trump. His real name is Lee Howard Ho-Woon. How about that? Interesting stories here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Nick, my business associate and friend in Wales, yes, Wales out there in the United Kingdom, home of the Queen, who I believe is 97 years old. You know, when I hear about the age of the Queen, I don't feel so old anymore because, honestly, she's about old enough to be my young grandmother. So, we salute the Queen, looking great and still very much a part of our friends in the UK as she pushes 100 big ones. Anyway, Nick has reported that gas, which they call petrol in the UK, is now £2 per litre. And exactly how does that transfer to a gallon? Well, that would come to $11 per UK gallon. Ay, yikes. So if you think gas is expensive here, it's worse overseas. Now, a UK gallon is a little bigger than a US gallon. It's 1.2 US gallons, but we're talking about gasoline prices in the $8.50 to $9 a gallon range if we do the equivalent. So goodness sakes, five is not looking too bad when it's eight or nine smackaroonies for our friends in the United Kingdom. Now, in the United Kingdom, it's not quite as spread out in some parts as the United States. I mean, there are rural parts, but it's a little different topology than it is here. More people drive smaller cars, more stick-shift cars. So, in general, gas mileage is better. Distances are smaller, but the bottom line is gas is still very expensive. And my understanding is in Canada, it's in the $6 to $7 a gallon range. So, either way, gas certainly is suffering from inflation. And I ask you, my valued listeners, what is the reason why gas is atrocious? I remember when gas was 29 cents a gallon. You know, I was about 8 years old, but I do remember that, and those days are over. And a few years ago, gas was $1.35, $1.50 in many stations for a short time. So now it's about $5. $4.99 is the approximate price point in most of this area. So why do you think gas is going through the roof? Is it Joe Biden's fault? Is it Donald Trump's fault? Is it the greedy oil companies? What gives? I'd love to hear what you have to say, and of course you can always ask for my opinion, so feel free to give me a buzz, and the number is 740-383-9944. 9944, by the way, is WWGH. I want to thank Jeremiah, and I believe he lives northwest end of the capital city, for watching my video. Welcome. Hopefully I don't look too scary. I'm not promising that I am model material, but at least I try to look presentable if I do a live video for the radio program. Adam Lepp here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, about 18 minutes before the hour of 11. We get together every Monday. And goodness sakes, folks, it is Monday for a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam between approximately 10:15 a.m. and 11. Since it is currently 10:15 a.m. until 11, that's why I'm live here in the studio. Also, the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza broadcasts between about 2:15 p.m. and 3. Tomorrow and every Tuesday and, of course, Thursday here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. You know, my last name, Lepp, rhymes with Johnny Depp, and sometimes people don't know how to pronounce it. So I always say, you've heard of Johnny Depp. Well, Lepp rhymes with Depp. So that was pretty simple. Of course, Johnny Depp has been in the news quite a bit. Oh, we have a telephone call. We always enjoy it when people participate in the radio program. Ted, good morning. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Adam. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you for a while, and I thought I'd better get down to the nitty-gritty and let you know a few things about what's going on.
As I say, I am acceptable and slightly irrespectable.
Well, you know what? I don't know about you folks there on these stations and all the call letters and all the numbers I got to remember. For an older guy, I got to get a little tablet and find out your phone number, this phone number, that phone number. Are you at the studio as we were speaking?
Yes, I am situating my rear end at 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, OH 43302.
Now, that isn't correct because I hear another member of the station. They say number one chair. Are you in number one chair or two or three, or how does that go by seniority?
My good friend, the only chair Adam ever sits in is the number one.
Oh, well, okay. How do you rank that way?
Well, maybe because I'm the oldest of the main people here, not including the lovely Linda Sims, who, like myself, is quite a bit older than most people probably think that she is.
Now, sometimes, Adam, on this radio station, there's no one at the station, but they're using the call letters or whatever it may be, and they're not there present talking. Recorded stuff. Now, can you record out of Columbus and there's other people record and put it over the air on a certain time, but they're nowhere live on the station? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, you know, my friend, radio has become a rather sneaky business.
Answer my question first, and then you can go about how interesting it is. You can be in Columbus and talking like maybe you're in Marion, and other people can be on the station, and you think they're at the Marion station, but there's a recording coming over the air. Is that correct or not?
Yes, Ted. Sometimes it isn't obvious where someone is doing the show, and many times I'm at my home studio, which is...
Well, that's all I wanted to know. It don't make no difference to me. I thought that's what transpired because sometimes they said it isn't raining here, and maybe it's raining over there or this or that. No, Adam, I'm just filling in a little bit of the alphabet. One starts with a B and the other F.
Oh, okay.
You know, you've used that translation in the alphabet, haven't you?
Oh, very much so, because, part of the fun of radio is...
And you used to hear words, you know, they wouldn't say this word or that word, but they put other words in. It's more obvious. You listen. You go, oh, this is this. But anyhow, Adam, you do a pretty good job. I kind of get a kick out of it when I get a chance. But you fluctuate so much. You're here, you're there, and you're everywhere. And I thought I'd give you a jingle and just bend your ear for a few minutes, waiting for the dew to get off the grass and to get out and before the mosquitoes and stuff start getting out. Are you an outdoor person, or do you have a garden or anything?
I've been doing a little landscaping on my house. I'm actually going to go get some plants at a nearby location.
You're not coming in too good. Are you pulling away from the mic on me?
No, I'm watching the levels, and they should be okay.
Well, I'm listening on me, and you're fading away. Now, if I want to get off of here, I'll just get off of here.
No,
but don't leave me in the air like that.
Oh, no, Ted, you go ahead. You go ahead and talk. We appreciate our calls.
So you're coming in a little awful weak. You're not as strong as you was a few minutes ago.
Yeah, let me try this. What I've done is I've turned the gain down, and I'm talking louder. Does that help at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What I'll do then is when I get a call from you or other people, if they mention it to me, I'll turn the gain down and I'll just yap it up a little bit.
Oh, when you talk to me, you turn it down a little bit and you got something else going on your desk about who else is going to call. No, I like to kid you. You're a pretty good guy to kid, and you can give it right back. But I thought I'd give you a jingle, and you're going to be in the lawn mowing business, you say, in Marion?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a nice guy, and I like mowing the lawn, Ted, and I like shoveling snow. I don't like raking leaves. That's the one of the three seasonal homeowner or land jobs that I don't like. And I know where Scott lives, I mean, it would take me 15 minutes to mow. And
I understand all that. Yeah, I was just jiving you. Hey, you know, when you was a kid, didn't you really love the aroma? When they used to burn the leaves along the curbside, you just rake them up there instead of waiting for a truck to come by like they do today. You just set fire to them, and they'd have that. And then when you rode a bicycle, you'd ride right down close to those leaves, and that smoke would be across there, and they couldn't hardly see you coming. Did you ever do that when you was a kid?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like the smell of a barbecue grill or the smell of pipe tobacco. Some of this odd stuff that has a good smell to it, and as long as it's in moderation, yeah, it's not too big of a deal.
You know, everything has to be in moderation anymore. That ain't any fun when you have to be in moderation all the time of your life, for God's sake. What if you do, the guy says, hey, yeah, I want to take a shower. Yeah, just use it in moderation. Just go. But I just like to go in and take a shower when I want to. I never did have a pond, a pool. I got a pond, fish pond. But when I get out working and stuff, I might take 5 showers a day. Have you ever taken 5 showers a day?
I think 3 or 4 is about the most.
Yeah, I just instead of jumping into a pond with all sweaty and so-called stuff from working outdoors in the dirt and everything, I just come in and take a shower and I put a hanger out there on the deck. That's where I put my sweaty shirt, and it dries out, and it's like stiff like a board when I go back out after I have a couple refreshments. And do you live that kind of lifestyle?
Well, I do occasionally live on the edge, but you know, as you get older, Ted, you become a little, maybe a little more conservative about that, but the quirkiness that Adam was born with.
Oh, crying out loud. You got something to grow on. I don't know what your age is, not my business, but if you want to tell me, that's okay. You just had a birthday. I'd wish you a happy birthday. Belated, they call it. But 80 years old, that don't stands true. I got a few classmates and stuff I associate with, and we still go out and do about whatever we feel like doing. But no, we don't lose that desire, you know, that... that was when I was younger I done that. Well, I still, whatever I do when I was younger, I still do it today. Do you have that kind of emotion in your life to keep continuing that?
You only get one life, Ted, and you might as well enjoy it. As long as
there you go, you're talking the lingo now. Well, Adam, you have a good day. I thought I'd fill in a little bit of downtime that I'm doing here waiting to get out and get around. I get out. Daybreak. That's about 5:37 today, and that's when I get moving around on my property and getting things done. And you can see your hand in front of your face, okay? And you can get a lot accomplished within between that time and by 9 o'clock. You know that?
Yeah, the twilight. That's one thing we notice. Sun coming
my
up.
Parents, they used to get up early, 5 o'clock in the morning. My dad would. And he'd walk to work about a mile and a half, 2 miles when I was a kid growing up. Of course, he had to walk to work, so that made a little bit. But they was always to bed early, and they would go to bed, maybe 8, 9 o'clock. Well, my goodness, some of our lifestyle when we was young, that started our lifestyle. But now I found out, you know, that's pretty good. Go with the daylight, the revolving of the earth and the moon. The light, you know, when it dims down, well, that's time to go to bed. And then when it starts coming around with the sun reflecting there, well, that's time to get up. That's a pretty good life to live, wouldn't you say, Adam?
Yeah, it's good to get back to nature while still enjoying all the things that technology can bring us. It's kind of like with radio. As I said, there's technology, there's good old-fashioned chatter. And that's what I love about being in broadcasting, because there's kind of a marriage of those two entities.
Yeah, and you can, it's like, you can, the chatter, if you don't want to hear it no more, you just go and take those earphones off and turn the dial off, and then you go to some other type. Do you do much activity in the daytime, going to other places and stuff for your programs or anything like that, building up material, or do you do it all on the radio, commute over the electronic systems?
One thing I found, Teddy, is I do better when I don't prepare. If I just walk into the studio cold, you know, as long as I've gone to the bathroom and I have something to drink and I have an idea of what I want to talk about, I can pretty much, you know, true to my nickname of Windpipe, which I like that name. I actually consider it to be a compliment. I can usually find
something
to say.
Did you do much in school? Like, was you ahead of the class on different programs and stuff like that? A lot of my friends, they were like that. I wasn't. I was a sport. I'd done sports, and when I was in school, excuse me, they called us Grease Monkey. I took vocational training. That was back going on 62 years ago. now they call it college. You go to college and stuff, and they got other names for it, but same thing. And I thought that was delightful. I only went to school for a half day, and then I went to work a half day and got paid for it, and the school permitted it. And they talk about school activities and stuff today. I don't hear of anything like that. I don't know. I'm not on people that, you know, in city schools and stuff, that co-op, county, and whatever. But when they had those programs, I think the kids was a lot more interested in the opportunity to get an education outside the school as well as inside the school. Do you think that was a good thing they had in the school
system? I have always been an advocate of field trips. I always enjoyed going on them. You know, you get out of the class and you get to see the world, and, you know, you don't have to pay for gas. They put you on the bus and
good
stuff.
You know, I'm way ahead of you, per se, on the gas thing. In 1964, I joined the railroad in transportation service, being an engineer, and I know I had a Ford Club Wagon, they call it, and it cost about around $4,000 or $5,000 back then. I thought that was huge. My 12 passenger, it was a beautiful thing. I went up on North Main Street there and got it filled up, and I can still remember the night. It was brand new, and I took it up there and got it filled up. In the wee hours of the morning, that's when they stayed open wee hours in the morning, it was 24 cents a gallon. And I think back then, I think that was a 23 or 4 or 5, 20-some gallon tank also. But one more thing I'm going to leave you with, Adam. When I was a kid growing up, my dad drove Buicks. They was a big car and automatic, and they called the automatic transmission back there a Buick Dynaflow. That was the name brand of that. But anyhow, my father had a Buick, and most of them was a straight 8 or a V8 when they come into that. And it was amazing. Back then, they got 18 mile to a gallon on a big automobile. They call them road hogs and all that, whatever they want to attach names to things anymore. But, and today, you got a little tiny vehicle, and that thing gets about, I don't know what the gas mileage are, but the price-wise, back then and now, isn't it remarkable how things didn't accelerate and keep compatible in that length of time? And here we are, $5 a gallon, whether you're driving a big truck or whether you're driving a little scooter thing, you know. But the same gas comes from the same pipeline, you know what I mean?
Yeah, gas mileage, that whole matrix has certainly changed, and we kind of expect our cars now to get 30. That's kind of that dividing line between inefficient.
And you know, here, I'm going to give you a fact. I'm going to get off of here, but there's something that maybe other people will hear. I had a friend of mine that's got a Buick automobile. Now, he told me the other day, and it isn't very old. I know I don't keep track of my friend's cars, but let's just say 3 or 4 years or something like that. And he said, hey, Ted, he said, guess what? I was on vacation, and I had to get a radiator cap replaced. Now, this isn't no gimmick. You can look it up or whatever you do. And I said, well, what about it? He said, well, my car was still under warranty, Ted. He said, you know how much the radiator cap costs? I said, oh, I don't know. I said, way out of reason. Can you say $3,000? Does just sound right to you, Adam? That's why I want to leave it with you. You check into that and think that a Buick car, and he said they aren't making Buick cars no more, no vehicle like that. They're going to SUVs, and you have no choice on that, so which a lot of things are, and then your gas prices are going up. You have no choice on that. You could go here and there. You might get a few cents, but can you imagine something like that? I have a lawnmower. I bought a new lawnmower a while back, and I broke the gas cap. I didn't break it. A little tree there went and cracked it, and just the cap. I paid $74 for that. I won't tell you the brand, but $74 for a crack. So a gas cap and a radiator cap, I thought $3,000. Now, when they get $134, $35 for a mechanic an hour. Why, you know, I don't know. I think hopefully they get the bullet train that goes from A to Z. I think I could travel on that from here to Cleveland to go to the ball game. Are you much sport in baseball, Adam?
Yeah, I've always been a big Cincinnati Reds fan.
I liked Cleveland Indians when I was growing up. Hey, Adam, it's been nice. I done most of the talking, but I thought I'd be compatible with you. But you're a good talker, too, and I enjoy you.
I appreciate your call, Teddy. Thank you for being such a dedicated listener of The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. I tell you, on this station, our regular callers, Sarah, Ted, Lee, Ralph, and many others that I have not mentioned, are what is the heartbeat of Marion Radio. We appreciate your opinions, your stories. Ted is always a source of great anecdotes and can't thank him enough for providing that. I'll get to the Johnny Depp story maybe next time. We appreciate Ted hanging out with us on the airwaves. Coming up at 4:15, it's Linda Sims with her Monday afternoon radio program, so certainly mark your day timer, if you still have one, for that. Have a good day, folks.